Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Shortfalls in Kansas City's short-term rental programs are causing the city to miss out on millions of dollars, according to two reports recently released by the city auditor's office. The audit found that there are way more short-term rentals operating in Kansas City than those that are registered as part of the city's program. And a Southwest Kansas college names a new vice president of business and CFO. J.P. Bizet has that story.
Seward County Community College welcomes a new member to the executive team with the appointment of Madeline Day from CPA to the role of vice president of business affairs, chief financial officer. Day, a liberal native, joined the college as dean of finance in April. After graduation from Liberal High School, Day earned a bachelor's degree at McPherson College and a master's degree at the University of Kansas.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. According to a media release from her office on Monday, Governor Laura Kelly announced that approximately 189,000 Kansas children are eligible to receive a supplemental benefit through the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Program, or PEBT, totaling $56 million. The program provides a one-time benefit of $391 on a Kansas benefits card for each school-aged child who is eligible to receive free or reduced-price meals at a school through the National School Lunch Program during the 2020-2021 school year. The program also provides a benefit to eligible Kansas children for the summer months of June, July, and August of 2022, along with children who attend a Head Start program and were enrolled in free or reduced-price meals programs for 2021-2022. The PEBT program is administered by the Kansas Department for Children and Families in collaboration with the Kansas State Department of Education, or KSDE. Governor Kelly said food insecurity should be the last thing that Kansas children face right now, especially during the holiday season, and she said she thanks the partnership with the Department for Children and Families and KSDE, as the state will be able to expedite payments to many eligible families to help ensure they have food on the table over the winter break. Nearly 80%, or 144,000 children eligible for the supplemental PEBT benefit, were to be auto-issued their payment beginning December 12th. Auto issuance is staggered based on the last name of the child and will be completed by December 21st. In some cases, auto issuance is not possible. Parents and guardians who believe their children are eligible are encouraged to apply for the supplemental PEBT through the DCF self-service portal from January 1st to the 31st of 2023, and more detailed information and a list of frequently asked questions can be found at dcf.ks.gov. Two men who were accused in the armed robbery of the Hayes Dollar General this summer pled not guilty to several charges this month in Ellis County District Court. On Monday, Badalova Olatide Sinuok, 38, of Columbus, Ohio, pled not guilty to four felony counts in connection with the July 24th armed robbery of the Dollar General store located at 1208 East 27th in Hays. Sinuok was charged with aggravated robbery, conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery, aggravated battery, and criminal possession of a weapon by a felon. According to the Hays Police Department, Sinuok entered the Dollar General at approximately 10:30 a.m. on July 24th and threatened the cashier with a gun. He left the store with the money, and then Sinuok and two other suspects fled the area. Their vehicle was located in Oakley, and after a brief chase involving the Kansas Highway Patrol, all three suspects were taken into custody just before 12:30 p.m. on July 24th. In Kansas, if convicted for aggravated robbery, Sinuok faces between 55 and 247 months in prison. The conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery charge carries a sentence of 31 to 136 months. The potential sentence for aggravated battery is 11 to 34 months, and for criminal possession of a weapon by a felon, the sentence is 7 to 33 months, and all four felony charges carry a fine. The state anticipates that due to Sinuok's criminal history, he'll be on the highest of the sentencing grid, and he could face the maximum penalty on all four charges. Brian Anthony Parsley, 42, of Columbus, Ohio, was identified as the second suspect allegedly involved in the robbery. On Friday, Parsley pled not guilty to one felony count of conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery and a misdemeanor charge of theft. A third person, an unidentified female, was also taken into custody following the incident in July, but has not been charged. The court has scheduled a status hearing for later this month to determine if they will join the cases and try them together or separate. If there is a jury trial or trials, they would be held sometime next year. According to the Osborne, Kansas Police Chief Matt Pasillas, just after 5 a.m. on Monday, crews responded to a house fire at 335 South 3rd Street in Osborne, and as crews arrived, they found the home fully engulfed in flames. During the investigation, it was determined that 32-year-old David Dean, who resided at the residence, did not make it out of the structure, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. His body was recovered in the northeast corner of the residence. The State Fire Marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on December 12th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Clarence Wetter with the Norton County Noxious Weed reported to the commission about the Kansas Department of Transportation contract for the 2023 year, and the contract is to cover the control and spraying of the state highway right-of-way. Clarence proposed the same fee and labor charges as in 2022, and the commission approved the agreement with Chairman Thompson signing the contract. Clarence spoke with the commission about his part-time help and stated that he needed an answer about the winter hours. Commissioner Beidler called for an executive session at 9:07 for a period of 10 minutes to discuss non-elected personnel and to include County Clerk Robert Wyatt. And after the executive session, the commission returned to regular session at 9:17 a.m. Clarence joined the meeting, and the commission informed him that they would agree to 12 hours per week of part-time help through the winter, and Clarence stated that he felt that this would be sufficient. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission that he continues to see red bags for hazardous waste in the trash. He said this is a violation and has to be reported to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The commission discussed that the next step would be to have the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and or the county to the refuse collection, and Ted stated that it's a risk for his staff to handle the waste. Ted spoke with the county commission about accepting some older power poles at the solid waste. The commission suggested that Ted inspect the poles and to make a decision from the inspection. Resolution 2022-12 was presented to the commission for consideration. The resolution is regarding the cleanup of the property located at 20981 Road E7 in Section 13, Township 4, Range 22 in Norton County, Kansas, and providing for cooperation with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment in achieving the said repair and cleanup. The Commissioner Matchett made a motion to approve Resolution 2022-12 with a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed. Karen Griffiths, the Norton County Assistant Attorney, provided the Commission a letter of retirement. Karen has worked with the Norton County since 1989, and the Commission thanked Karen for her many years of service with Norton County and wished her well in retirement. Kathy Carlin, the Norton County Treasurer, spoke with the Commission on the financials for the 2021 audit. The Commission requested that Kathy deliver to the Office of Mapes and Miller the records that they needed that day for proceeding with the audit. Kathy stated that she has the information ready and would deliver them that morning. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve Resolution 2022-13, which is a resolution to appoint deputy county surveyors. The resolution was given a second by Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. Gerald DeBoer with Pinco Engineering was in to review the pay voucher and supplemental agreement for the replacement of bridge number OS1. The bridge is located on W-15 over the Long Branch Creek in western Norton County. The pay voucher and agreement were signed and approved as submitted. Vaughn Fehrenbruck was in to visit with the commission about the recent red bags at the landfill. Vaughn stated that they can narrow the pickup between two entities. Vaughn stated that he has contacted the two facilities and was waiting on a call from one to see what the response that they had. The commission plans to address the issue, and if it continues, denial to trash hauling may be necessary. After an executive session at 11 a.m. for a period of 30 minutes to discuss non-elected personnel and to include Vaughn Fehrenbruck and County Clerk Robert D. Wyatt, the commission returned to the regular session with no action taken. The commission discussed the 2023 cost of living increase, and after discussion, Commissioner Matchett made a motion to approve a 3% increase for all full-time personnel with 6 months of employment or more, and part-time with a 3% increase as well. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed. Resolution 2022-11 was presented to the commission for consideration of adoption. The resolution is authorizing Norton County to participate in the Rural Opportunity Zone Student Loan Repayment Program for calendar year 2023. The Norton County Commission will adopt the resolution, but agreed by Section 7 that Norton County will allocate $0 for 2023. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to adopt Resolution 2022-11 with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. A lease agreement was presented to the Commission for approval. The agreement was between Jim Neimeyer as lessor and Norton County as the lessee. The agreement was reviewed and signed as submitted. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the November 30th, 2022 minutes with a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until December 19th of 2022. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Farm Bureau recently conducted research into opioid misuse in rural America. Chad Smith has more on some promising trends found in the survey.
When it comes to reducing the stigma around opioid misuse in rural America, American Farm Bureau Federation research shows rural Americans are having an easier time talking about and confronting the issue. Jessica Cabrera, Managing Director of Member Engagement, says the research shows rural Americans are more aware of the problem than they were 5 years ago.
We've seen that the data tells us 60% of respondents say adults in their community are more aware of the opioid crisis than they were 5 years ago. And also nearly 8 in 10 adults, which is 77%, report feeling comfortable actually having a conversation about opioid misuse. So we're very encouraged by the trends that we're seeing. The survey results indicate that there is still a lot of work to be done.
Cabrera says it's very important for the Farm Bureau to conduct research on this issue.
We're able to take a snapshot in time to understand what is the same, what is different, what are the new concerns of rural communities and farmers and ranchers regarding opioid misuse, and it helps drive our work, our advocacy, our programming, and our effort to continue to provide information and resources for farmers and ranchers to help them confront the challenges that they face daily.
She talks about where rural Americans can go for help and support.
At farmstateofmind.org, we have a national resource directory that offers different types of resources in every one of the 50 states and Puerto Rico.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Does your business need quick, competitive financing for heavy machinery, trucks, or other equipment? Currency is here to help. Whether you're financing construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, or any other big-ticket item, Currency will automatically find the best rates. Currency facilitates loans for up to $500,000 with repayment terms up to 72 months. It's fast, easy, and free to use. Visit GoCurrency.com and apply today.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA service center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A cool high pressure system is moving into the Central Plains following the storm that came through yesterday. The weather pattern looks fair with sunshine expected for most of our state, except for a few occasional clouds in the northern counties as we get some wraparound flow around that strong winter storm now to our north. But we'll also have gusty wind and a cooling trend on our daytime highs as reinforcing high pressure and a northwesterly flow bring in more cool air. On the map, the center of that winter storm is moving into South Dakota with blizzard conditions for most of the upper Midwest and the northern plains. Cold front will bring more severe weather to the Mississippi Valley and the southeastern states today. Around our area, just breezy and chilly for the rest of today. Most of Kansas will stay in the 30s as high pressure returns to our region. We'll have a few low 40s in our southern counties, mostly sunny except for a few clouds. Wind will be breezy to gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. For the overnight hours, we're looking clear and cold with our western counties dropping into the teens. We'll have 20s in the eastern counties. Then for Thursday, a weak trough will be over central and eastern Kansas. No rain or snow, but we will have some cloud cover and it stays windy. Cooler air will move in tomorrow. That'll keep us in the 30s statewide. Breezy and cool through Friday and Saturday. It'll be a little bit warmer on Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, our highs will be in the lower 30s with mid-teens overnight, mid to upper 30s north central, and tonight we're in the upper teens and low 20s. Northeast, upper 30s and low 40s with mid-20s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 30s today and mid to upper teens for the overnight. Upper 30s and low 40s south central, and tonight we're in the low to mid-20s. For the southeastern counties, low 40s today, upper 20s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Why should you add sustainable oils camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable oils camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance. It's easy to grow. You can plant it early so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing sustainable oils camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how sustainable oils camelina could boost profitability on your farm while still protecting your soil and your time at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1 1/4, 849. Dece up 1 1/4, 856 1/4. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 1/2. September corn up 12 1/4, 620 3/4. March up 10 3/4. August soybeans up 58 1/2, 1678. November up 34 1/2.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5 1/2 cents. Gold up $6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.